You are here to Chippewa words for some common birds. Listen and repeat. Birds. Bineshiyag. Loon. Mong. Eagle. Mikisi. Owl. Kukuku. Seagull. Kayashk. Robin. Upichi. Hummingbird. Nenuka shins. Rice hen. Manuminike shi. Blackbird. Asiginak. Swan. Wabisi. Now you will hear the English words. Say the Chippewa in a pause that follows. Birds. Loon. Eagle. Owl. Seagull. Robin. Hummingbird. Rice hen. Blackbird. Swan.
You will hear the Chippewa words for some common insects. Listen and repeat. Butterfly, Mimingwa. Flies, Ujinsag. Mosquitoes, Sakimig. Bees, Amug. Fish flies, Jinganakur Damug. Ants, Inagunsak. Fireflies, Wewate Sig. Spider. Asabikeshi. Now you will hear the English words. Say the Chippewa in the pause that follows. Butterfly. Flies. Mosquitoes. Bees. Fish flies. Ants. Fireflies. Spider. Many of the Chippewa names for lakes were retained by the white settlers and are the official names of these lakes today. Look at your maps. Find these lakes and point to them as you hear them named. Wakanabu. Bakigama. Winnebagoshish. Kapimichikamag. Ishkwegamag. Sesabegamag. Put your maps away. You will now hear the names of each lake. Listen and then repeat the name. Wakanabu. Bakigama. Winnebagoshish. Kapimichikamag. Ishkwegamag. Sesabegamag. Many of our lakes were renamed by the white settlers. For example, Muskegwagamong was named Swamp Lake. Mississaugun was named Mille Lacs. Kwazagaskwa Jamaica was named Leech Lake. Kamitaungagamong was named Sandy Lake. Kamisquakukag was named Cass Lake. Big Kizagadawag was named Mallard Lake. Now you'll hear just the Chippewa names of these lakes. Listen and repeat them. Mashkeegwagamong. Mrs. Aragan, Gazagasqua Jamaica, Kamitown Gagamag, Kamisqua Kukag, Big Kisag Dawag. In the next exercise, you will hear the English names of the lakes. Give the Chippewa names in the piles provided. Swamp Lake. Mille Lacs Lake. Leech Lake. Sandy Lake. Cass Lake, Mallard Lake, you will hear the Chippewa words for the towns, listen and repeat. Aiken, they Bashkujish Kiwagag. Onemia, Kibakweganing. Garrison, Manshiganing. Brainerd, Oshkiote Nang. Isle, Shiminising. Wakan, Segewaming. St. Cloud, Osagesi Bing. Malacca, Ashugayab Kissing. Little Falls, Kakabikansing. St. Paul, Kakabikang. Minneapolis, Ushkibagosi Bing. Now you will hear the English words, say the Chippewa in the pause that follows. Aiken, Onemia, Garrison, Brainerd, Isle, Wakan, St. Cloud, Malacca, Little Falls, St. Paul, Minneapolis,
should be the core. Of any school's philosophy and objectives. In the last 2 years, most colleges have dropped foreign language and several other areas as mandated courses. Consequently, high schools are free to develop programs that are worthwhile to their students and meet the needs and the interests and meet their needs and interests, period. The requirement of a grade of C in English should be dropped as a prerequisite to foreign language learning. There is no evidence of any relationship between a C or above grade in English and ability to learn a foreign language. In fact, psycholinguists have discovered, and foreign language teachers across the nation have gone on and proved, that anyone is born with the ability to learn a language if he has been able to learn his own. Therefore, in public education, foreign language should be available for any students who have the interest and the desire to enroll in the course. Paragraph. It seems that a 3-year program seems that there can be no planning at the present time for a 3-year sequence because of a heavily mandated program of subjects in grade 10. That should say locally mandated. No, cross that all out. paragraph. Don't hesitate to contact me if I can be of any help in preparing a philosophy and objectives for the language program at Deer River. And for building more interest and excitement into the program. So that more students will choose to participate. This is the last dictation on this side of the cassette. That's when your vote can count the most. So I say to you, one of the first things that you do is to get acquainted with the local political organizations, which are the county organizations, and go to the meetings, go to the caucuses, and let your voice be heard. Because that's where the decisions begin to be made. And I don't think the person is wise who says, oh, I don't want anything to do with political parties. I just vote for the man, not the party. For the best man. I think this is fuzzy thinking. The very foundations of our governmental structure, the very foundation of our governmental structure is the two-party system. And choose the party that comes the closest to your political philosophy, and then get in it and start working in it, and the things you and start to change the things that you think are wrong with it. Great masses of youth were completely disillusioned during the last presidential campaign, when they followed their idol, McCarthy. But their error was that they did not start at the bottom. They were campaigning for his presidency no cross that all out. Many of the youth who supported McCarthy for president during the last campaign were completely frustrated and disillusioned when they saw what happened in Chicago. because they had failed. To work at the local level in the Democratic Party organization, where delegates were being chosen who would nominate the president. And all the bannering and marching and rallying not and all, for it takes more than marching and shouting and bannering but it takes grass work grassroots work within the established system. And I say again, if we don't like the system, it seems to me that your challenge will be to change it from within. That you have a lot better chance to change it from within than from without. I don't even remember the name of the speaker or anything about him who spoke at my high school graduation. But I remember he said that he had great confidence in youth. Imagine that, why he was speaking, invited to speak at a commencement. And he went on to say, to conclude, that he was confident that our generation would overcome the Great Depression, and America would bloom again. And we did. And I am an eternal optimist. And I believe when you are my age, and it is the turn, and the century has turned to number 21. That some of you will be saying, you know, at our high school commencement, a speaker whose name I have long forgotten warned us of the critical problems that was facing us,
But he was confident that we would overcome them, and we have. Thank you.
Enhance the program and make the learning experiences much more pleasant for both the students and the teacher. Paragraph. Don't hesitate to contact me at any time that I can give any assistance to your German program.